You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid the nationwide calls for justice and reform after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, as you've seen and heard, there have also been outbreaks of violence and ransacking, although less so last night, according to the broad picture that's emerging this morning. In some places, the National Guard is on duty. It's also being noted that investors have been buying into firearms companies, with the stock price of, for instance, Storm & Ruger up 14% this week alone. That stock is up nearly 72% since the virus lockdowns. And it's not just a stock market bet. Background checks for new firearms are up. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Background checks at licensed gun dealers are up for the third month in a row, and they're up a lot, 75% in May alone on a year-over-year basis. But that doesn't necessarily mean we know how many guns are actually being sold. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler studies gun policy.
There's some gun sales that happen without a background check. If you buy a gun from someone who's not a federally licensed dealer, and it's not every single person who goes through a background check ultimately completes the sale.
Analysts believe the spike in background checks could be some people thinking Democrats might do well in the November election, meaning more gun regulation. But Winkler doesn't buy that.
That surge in gun demand is really being driven by the COVID crisis and the recent looting. People, when they fear that the environment is one in which they're in danger, they want to have a gun.
Also, the surge could be pent-up demand. People were sheltering at home, now they're out, making purchases. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.